It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill.
Dave, our question comes from Deidre in Tennessee. My husband and I had $16,000 in student loans when he graduated 2 years ago, and now we only have $8,000 left. I love it. We have been paying even during the moratorium to pay down the principal, so we are ahead of payments by quite a bit. Awesome. We are reading in the news that Congress might write off $10,000 of everyone's student loan debt. Should we keep paying to take advantage of the no interest at this time, or stop paying and wait to see what they will do? If you're going to wait to see if the Congress is going to do something, you are going to be disappointed. I'm not saying 100% guarantee it won't happen, but here's the thing. In my history, I've never seen it. So if I was in your shoes, I'm paying it off. I'm not stopping. I'm not waiting for the Congress.
Yeah. If you wait on Washington to fix your life's always going to suck. This is a good rule. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I mean, I have no idea. There's no way of knowing. I was pretty sure a few months ago, but right. The political climate has shifted and the power structure has shifted. And so it's possible that they run this through. I don't know. I never dreamed I would see it in my lifetime, but I've seen a whole lot of stuff in my lifetime I never dreamed I would see in my lifetime.
Right.
So I don't... Yeah, if I were in your shoes, I agree. Because I'm not going to wait to fix my life on Washington to save me.
Right.
And so it's just a bad plan. And again, they may turn around by the end of summer, and you may go, "I hate Dave Ramsey. Just cost me $10,000."
And I hate Anthony O'Neill.
But oh, yeah. You'd have to be on the same list. Yeah,
This is real. I mean, yeah. This is my suggestion.
Well, I was agreeing with you. So I'm there. Okay. Either way, pay it off, dude.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, I'm always going to tell you pay off your loans.
Yeah.
All right? We're just always going to tell you, you have to control the controllables. Let me tell you what you can't control. Congress. You can't control the president. And what you can control is paying off the loan. So control the controllables and build you a life. Yeah. And that's your best plan.
So now let me ask you this question, Dave. I think I know your answer, but it's fair to ask it. So what if they just say, you know what, since there's no interest, what if I just put that money to the side for the next 4 months while there is no interest?
I'm just not going to try to game the system.
Right. Gotcha.
Every time people try to game stuff is when they get screwed, and it's when it doesn't work out for them. And so let me tell you what would happen some percentage of the time. We throw $10,000 in an account. We're sitting around waiting. We really hadn't been aggressive about paying off student loan. We let our foot off the gas. We're not really budgeting tight. And, man, I sure did need that bass boat. Go buy the bass boat. Congress says, you know what? We can't get that student loan thing through. And you're still sitting there staring at a dadgum paid for bass boat.
Right.
With your money you should have used to pay off your student loan. This is what happens. And then you end up in one of our coaching offices somewhere, and people are going, "You did what?" And you're going, "Yeah, I know. I was so stupid." And we all have these moments where we did something, but it always comes around trying to scam, trying to scheme, trying to run the system somehow. I'm going to run the system. I'm going to beat the system. And don't beat the system. Pay off your debt.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know, there's no shortcut to any place that's worth going. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.